Catching up with Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebeling after the loss here in the sub-state final tonight against Dallas Center Grimes. 60-39 is your final score. Coach, they were hot early. You can't fault your guys for a team that's just knocking down everything they throw up there early in the game. And, you know, it's a tough hole to try to climb out of.
It was. Houston really got going early. And, you know, we kind of took away their penetration. They really didn't get inside. It was us kind of almost overhelping a little bit in the moment. And they got some open looks, and they took advantage every single time. So, you know, you got to give them credit. They're a good team. They're number three in the state for a reason. And, you know, we got it back to, what, I think six at one point. We just couldn't get over that hump. And, you know, this one is part of basketball. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough. Obviously, way to end it. But your guys kept fighting and kept clawing away. Of course, they made it tough in the second half by just using as much clock as they could. They kind of went into that offense where they weren't really looking at the basket much and trying to use as much time as they could. And tough when you don't have those possessions to try to get back.
Well, that's the thing. They've obviously watched our some of our films. You know, we kind of played pretty well there in the fourth quarter, and you know, we made some runs and things like that. And you know, just a couple things didn't go our way. And it's, you know, it's basketball. I think we only scored 2 points in that fourth quarter, and that's going to be hard to overcome. And, you know, we just got to keep our heads high. I mean, yeah, we had a heck of a year. Got a, you know, co-conference championship. And, you know, started 3-5 and finished 14-7. You know, we had our chance. But, you know, these guys have nothing to be ashamed of. They gave it everything they got tonight, and that's all we can ask as a staff and program. And, you know, town of Atlantic should be extremely proud of these young men.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about right after the game is, you know, this team accomplished a lot that some other great teams for Atlantic has not, you know, getting that share of the conference championship, being able to get a great road win like they did the last game out against Glenwood on the road where other teams haven't been able to get over that hump. And, yeah, you get one step away from state, you know you did something right, and they've got a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, and, you know, like we told the boys, at this point you're not going to be playing any cupcakes. I mean, this team is obviously one of the better teams in the state. You know, they're well coached, and I think Coach Blake threw out a stat. I think they've been to state six out of the last 10 years now. So, I mean, it's not, they've been in this position before quite a bit. And, you know, we just, you know, kind of let the emotions get with us there in that first half. And, you know, it was going to be hard to overcome. But like I said, I'm proud of the boys. The effort was there. You know, we're going to lose six great seniors that, you know, have done a tremendous job leading us, and especially in this kind of year with COVID and everything else, to, you know, kind of overcome that. You know, we're going to miss these seniors, and, you know, they've kind of set the bar even higher.
Yeah.
For these younger guys. I told the younger guys, hey, you got a lot to live up to, because these six guys that we're going to lose, you know, we're going to miss them next year.
Yeah, so a good standard. Coach, appreciate you stopping by.
You bet, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.